CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the script of the broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 7th of October 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Club of the Year winners announced. Jamboree on the Air looms large. Renew your 146 to 147 megs NOV. At the National Hamfest on the 29th of September, the winners of the RSGB's National Club of the Year 2017 competition were presented with their prizes. Once again, we thank Walters and Stanton for sponsoring this year's event. There are two categories, large clubs with 25 members or more and small clubs with under 25 members. The third placed large club was Stockport Radio Society in Region 3, and the small club was Green Island Electronics and ARS in Region 8. The second place large club was Withall Radio Club in Region 5, and the small club was South Bristol ARC in Region 11. The first place large club was Essex Ham in Region 12, and the small club was South Kesteven ARS in Region 13. Congratulations to all the winners for the excellent job they do at grassroots of amateur radio, and also to all the other clubs who took part in earlier stages of the competition. 2 million young people from around the world are expected to take part in this year's Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet. These take place from the 19th to the 21st of October and are world's biggest scouting events. Some 20,000 licensed amateur radio operators put 12,000 radio stations on the air. This offers an excellent opportunity for radio amateurs, both young and old, to inspire scouts with the charms of radio techniques. During Jyoti, scouts and guides will encounter numerous different languages and cultures in a worldwide learning experience that lasts all day and well into the night. All current 146 to 147 megs band notices of variation expire on Tuesday the 31st of October. Ofcom has agreed that the band will be made available for another year. To continue to use the frequencies, you must obtain a new NOV via the RSGB/NOV. On Friday the 12th of October, the RSGB's National Radio Centre is inviting RSGB members to visit the afternoon as part of Convention Weekend. Entry will be via the main Bletchley Park site. RSGB members should download their free entry voucher from www.rsgb.org/BP voucher. At 3 p.m. there will be a private Bletchley Park tour just for RSGB members. At 4 p.m. there will be a practical introduction to making an FT8 QSO for anyone interested to learn about this new popular mode. Licensed amateurs are reminded to bring a copy of their license, and if there is time, they'll have the opportunity to operate the NRC station GB3RS. IARU volunteers have been working for 3 years to progress World Radio Conference 2019, Agenda Item 1.1, which seeks a Region 1 allocation at around 50 MHz for the amateur service in the Radio Regulations Table of Frequency Allocations to align with the allocations in Regions 2 and 3. After many weeks of planning and meetings in both regional and global forums post the WRC in 2015, the next step on the route to WRC 19 took place last week. The amateur radio service has met strong opposition from a few nation states who argue that 50 megs band is already allocated to other services in their countries, following the closures of many broadcast stations in recent years which operated in this band. They believe that sharing the band presents problems. At this meeting, two options were prepared. You can find out full details of the meetings and proposals at www.iaru-r-1.org. The RSGB convention takes place from the 12th to the 14th of October at Kent Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. Our thanks to the principal sponsor, Martin Lynch and Son. This year there'll be a partner's room, which also includes space for those who bring non-radio projects. Also, the deadline has been extended until midnight tonight, the 7th. For those wishing to join others at the convention Buildathon, you can see the whole convention lecture programme and apply for a Buildathon place at www.rsgb.org/convention. For the second time this year, during the weekend of the 13th and 14th of October, the cadet forces will be operating on the UK 5 megs bands using the allocated frequency for the purpose of Exercise Blue Ham 100. All their usual live logging and map plotting will take place. Upon conclusion of the exercise, amateurs who have met the requirement for the number of contacts can submit their log sheet to the Blue Ham X co-originator via blueham@alphacharlie.org.uk for your certificate to be issued. Please note once again that the exercise has different QSL exchange information. Also, PSK31 will be in use on 5.363 megs. You can find details via https://alphacharlie.org.uk/exercise-blue-ham. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 7th of October, the 45th Welsh Radio Rally will take place at Rougemont School, Malpas Road, Newport in South Wales, NP26QB. Doors open 10 a.m, admittance £2.50. There'll be bring and buy, sale, catering, lectures and seminars, talk-in, RSGB bookstall, trade stand, special interest group and prize draw or raffle. There'll be talks by Eric Edwards, GW8LJJ, on free digital voice on HF, and by Andrew Rushton, GW0UZK, on aerial basics. Contact Michael Rackham, GW4JKV, 01495-226-149. Today, the 7th of October, the Hack Green Bunker Rally will be held at Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, French Lane, Hack Green, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. This will be a sale of electronic equipment, amateur gear components, military radio items and vehicle spares. Doors open 10 a.m. There'll be refreshments available on site. Contact 01270-623-353 for more information. Next weekend, the 11th to the 14th of October, Microwave Update 2018 will take place at the Holiday Inn, Drayton, Fairbourne, Ohio, USA. It's an international conference dedicated to microwave equipment design, construction and operation. It's hosted by the Midwest VHF-UHF Society. Go to www.microwaveupdate.org for more information. From the 12th to the 14th of October, the RSGB convention takes place at Kent Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Swallow House, Timbold Drive, Kent Hill Park, Milton Keynes, Bucks, MK76BZ. The RSGB would like to thank the principal sponsor, Martin Lynch & Son, for their continued support of the event. The convention programme lectures for all interests is available on the website, rsgb.org/convention. On the 14th of October, the Hornsey Amateur Radio Rally will take place in the Floral Hall, Hornsey, HU181NQ. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £2, under 14s free. There will be trade stands bring and buy run by the Hornsey ARC and an RSGB bookstall. Hot and cold food is available in the cafe. More from Les 2E0LBJ 01377 252 393. The Holsworthy Radio Rally will take place on the 14th of October at Holsworthy Community College, Victoria Hill, Holsworthy in Devon, EX226JD. There'll be traders bring and buy and catering. Doors open 10 a.m. More information from Howard, M0MYB, by email, holsworthyarc@gmail.com. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We need to know at least 3 months in advance to get your information into Radcom. Now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. John, W5JON, will be active as a Victor 47 Japan Alpha from St. Kitts, IOTA NA104, from the 10th of October to the 6th of November. He'll be operating SSB and FT8 on 160 to 6 metre bands, QSL W5JON direct only, and Logbook of the World. Ken, LA7GIA, will be active as TT8KO from Jamina in Chad from the 9th to the 21st of October. He'll operate CW, possibly some SSB, on the 160 to 10 metre bands. Volker DL1WH will be active as DL1WH portable from Rügen Island, EU057, from the 6th to the 20th of October. He'll operate mainly CW, some SSB on the HF bands, QSL Home Call Direct or Bureau. Scout Station 3E1JT from Panama will be active throughout October and particularly during Jamboree on the Air from the 19th to the 21st, QSL HP1ALX. WA7WJR will be active as XV9WJR from Vietnam until the 27th of October. He'll operate CW, some PSK31 and SSB on 40-20-15-metre bands from the city of Vung Tau, with side trips to Con Son Island, AS-130, and Phu Quoc Island, AS-128, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via WA7WJR. Now for special event news, the RNIB, now known as the Royal National Institute of Blind People, was founded in October 1868 as part of their 150th anniversary. Terry GM3WUX will run GR150NIB throughout October. Special QSLs available. A log search is at www.g3swh.org.uk. /gr-figures150nib.html. Scarborough ARS will be operating GB2YMR at Pickering War weekend from the 12th to the 14th of October from the North Yorks Moors Railway Station in Pickering. Operations will include some modern and military radios, a warm welcome extended to all visitors and those they contact on the air. The Wireless in Wales Amateur Radio Club will operate GB0WIW on the 8th of October, celebrating the museum's 10th anniversary. Museums, tours, talks and refreshments will be available 10 till 3. Visitors welcome. We're very happy to publicise your efforts on GB2RS in Radcom and on the website. Please send details to radcom@rsgb.org as soon as possible. One condition in getting special event call signs is that the station must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help your efforts and make them more widely known. Contest news. The CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest ends its 24-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 30th, using 3.5 to 28 megs. Contest bands. The exchange is RST and Zone, which for the UK is 14. The Oceania DX SSB contest ends its 24-hour run at 0800 UTC today, the 7th, using SSB only, 1.8 to 28 megs. Contest bands. The exchange is signal report serial number, the ARU 432 megs to 245 gigs. Contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 7th, using all modes on 77s and above. Exchange of signal report serial number and locator. Today, the 7th, the DX contest takes place MO 500 to 2300 UTC, using CW and SSB on 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is the usual, which I've just read out. The Work All Britain DX contest takes place today, the 7th, 0500 to 2300 UTC. Exchanges RS plus serial number plus WAB square using the 8050, 2015 and 10 metre bands, SSB only. This is a new contest and replaces the HF contest that was discontinued. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 28th of October. www.work-all-britain.org.uk is your source for details of the rules and log sheets. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1900 UTC using FM only. It's immediately followed by all mode 432 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1900 UTC using FM only. It's immediately followed by the all mode 50 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130. The exchange for both contacts is, guess, same as always, signal report serial number and locator. Next weekend, the Oceania DXCW contest takes place from 0800 UTC on the 13th to 0800 UTC on the 14th. Using the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bans the exchanges just the same as I've just read out. On the 14th, the IRTS 40 meter counties contest runs from 1200 to 1400 UTC. Using CW and SSB on the 7 megs bans the exchanges signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations also sending their county. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO. There are signs that our ionospheric conditions are improving as we head into autumn. This isn't unexpected. As the ionosphere cools, there's a chemical shift towards more monatomic species that are easier to ionize. 4U1UN New York V8AT Nunavut and ZS6DN Pretoria beacons on 14.1 megs were audible at the same time on Wednesday, and we can expect transatlantic conditions to get better as the month progresses. Robert G4TUK even reported working Mayotte in the Indian Ocean on 10 metres, so do make sure you make the most of the autumn DX openings when they recur. Next week the solar flux index is predicted to remain at 68 to 70, so 14 and 18 metres, a megahertz, sorry, are likely to be the main daylight DX band, with the possibility of occasional openings on higher bands. However, the effects of a solar coronal hole may once again disrupt the ionosphere, with Sunday the 7th and Monday the 8th predicted to see a raised KP index of up to 6. Look for pre-auroral enhancements just before or after the solar matter hits the Earth. One way to do this is monitor the real-time solar wind at solarham.com. An increasing wind speed, increasing particle densities, and south-facing interplanetary magnetic field, or BZ, are all indicators of an impending geomagnetic disturbance. Wednesday the 10th, Thursday the 11th may also be disturbed before we see a little respite later in the week. VHF and up, it's looking a mixed bag for the next week, with high pressure nearby over southern areas, while we have occasional periods of low pressure to the north and west of Scotland. The high pressure in the south will mean that Tropo will be a feature again this week. This is a typical autumn fare, and there should be some good paths into the continent and across the southern North Sea to the Baltic. It will also be worthwhile checking paths to the south across Biscay to Spain and the Canaries. The northwest of British Isles will probably miss out on these tropo conditions, since it will also be rather breezy with occasional rain or showers. A few options may present themselves with some rain scatter on the microwave band. Moon declination is positive until Monday night, so EME windows will shorten and losses will climb as the week progresses. October is a busy month for meteor showers. Next Tuesday sees the peak of the Draconids, which favours temperate and far northern latitudes. Look for increased activity from tonight. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week also.